Is that the expectation of folks, that that PFD should be a reflection of the health of the North Slope economy?
Well, that's not how it works.
I know that that's not how it works. But is that, do you feel like that's the, I feel like that's sometimes the perception.
Well, Governor Palin certainly felt that way when she did a double dividend. There are some people that believe that's the way to go. Frankly, I think that getting back to the regular distribution, and then when you have a windfall, putting it away for the future so that we can be sustainable without broad-based taxes. I mean, that's the thing that the governor looked at, I guess. Of course, he wanted other taxes as well. The way the Senate majority looked at it is there was a temporary reduction in a dividend versus a permanent income tax. And we did not have the votes to overturn his veto in the legislature, and that's the way that it went. But certainly if I have to, when you consider the fact that less than half of Alaskans work and we're providing all of these services, we have a very low workforce per capita, not unemployment rate, people that will not, have not, have no desire to work. The reality of it is that impacting those working Alaskans with an income tax permanently was a less favorable outcome than a temporary reduction. We're going to push for the highest dividends that we can pay out, and we hope we get back to the statutory, and I think that's important. But there is a discussion that has to take place, and I don't know if you remember the Alaska Inc. that Governor Hammond actually proposed. It rewarded longevity and commitment to Alaska, and that was challenged by the Zobels. We're evaluating, is there a way to pay larger dividends constitutionally to committed Alaskans as opposed to drawing new Alaskans here, because we have the highest value social services and we pay a dividend? Is there a better way to do that that rewards longevity and commitment to Alaska?
The idea that it's attracting people here, I don't know. I can't imagine anybody moving here because they're going to get an extra $1,600 in October.
There is no question that people are moving here for a combination of things, and you can call it the Papa Pilgrim philosophy of large
follow family. to its realistic conclusion. I don't know if we
well, that is a problem. So Senator Wilkowski brags that his district is the most diverse in the United States. There's a reason for that, and one of those reasons is because the value of our social programs is unprecedented. Second thing is, if you have a large family and you're coming from somewhere else, and that $1,600 check is going to become a $35,000 or $4,000 check in the near future, if you have a family of six, your other costs are covered with programs, and you have a guarantee with a family of six of a $24,000 income because of a check, that's something we have to evaluate. How do we reward real Alaskans with a PFD that reflects their commitment? And how do we be less of an attractant to those that have decided that Alaska sounds like a great place to be unemployed?